Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur wal ladhina kafaru awliya'uhum at-taghut yukhrijunahum min an-nur ila adh-dhulumat ulaika ashabun nar hum fiha khalidun. Sadaqallahul azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the ummah with the names Al-Muhyi and Al-Mumit. Al-Muhyi and Al-Mumit. We need to understand that everything that is in existence did not come about by itself, and everything that ends in this dunya does not end also by itself. Everything that comes into this dunya comes into this dunya by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name of Allah is Al-Muhyi, and Al-Muhyi means the giver of life. The giver of life. And everything that ends can only end by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that which ends, ends only by His hukam. And that is why one of His names is also Al-Mumit. Al-Mumit means the giver of death. The giver of death. Very important for us to understand. Any man who can understand the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will bless him with a very strong iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from shirk. When he can understand that life is given to everything in his creation, and that life is a blessing, it only comes from that who is Al-Muhyi, the giver of life. And death only comes from that Zat whose name is Al-Mumit, who is the giver of death. So clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created maut, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created also hayat. Hayat means life. And then Allah says, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. The maqsad is, the purpose is, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can test humanity. Insan is being tested. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَ. That everything will come to an end except for Bari Ta'ala. Everything will come to an end except for Bari Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, everyone that is sitting here, we have tasted life. We have tasted life. We are experiencing life, that we are alive. The one thing that we have not tasted yet is death. And that hurdle is in front of us. A time will come, Allah is Al-Mumit, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give death, death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give death, death. Maut ko bhi maut aayegi. मौत को भी मौत आएगी. डेथ विल ऑल्सो बी गिवन डेथ. अ टाइम विल कम एज मेंशन इन द कुरान सूरह यासीन वमताज़ुल यौम अय्युहल मुजरिमून. द स्कॉलर्स हैव मेंशनड ऑन द डे ऑफ क़ियामा व्हेन द डेनिज़न्स ऑफ जन्ना विल बी सेटल्ड इन जन्ना एंड द डेनिज़न्स ऑफ जहन्नम अल्लाह सेव अस विल बी इन जहन्नम and the accounting of everything will come to an end. Everything has been done. And those that are in Jannah are in Jannah. And those that are in Jahannam will stay in Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us.
Amen.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will want to show the people of Jahannam and also Jannah, something which is very important. And so an announcement will be made so that everyone in Jannah and everyone in Jahannam can see what is happening. So the screens will be lifted up so that people can see very clearly what will happen. Scholars have mentioned that between the boundaries of Jannah and Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give His command and death will be slaughtered. Death will be slaughtered. And it will be slaughtered in the form of an animal, a lamb. A lamb. Just like how Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, when he, Allah gave him the command to sacrifice his son, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was testing him, then this animal came down from Jannah. We know the story. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will slaughter death in the form of an animal that will be a lamb. And this animal will be put in front of everyone, the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam. And an announcement will be made and this animal will be slaughtered. As this animal is slaughtered, that is the end. Then thereafter, no one will taste death. No one. An announcement will be made, Ya Ahl al-Jannati Khuludun Bila Maut. O people of Jannah, for you is eternity. You will live here eternally all the time without death. And for the people of Jahannam, it will be announced, Ya Ahl al-Nar, Khulud, Bila Maud. You will also remain here all the time without death. Now when this announcement will be made, there is one hadith of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And what a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, now that death is slaughtered, but if there was death even after this event, then the people of Jannah would have died after listening to this announcement out of happiness and joy. They would have died, all of them would have died just by this announcement due to their joy and elation and happiness that now nobody will take us out from Jannah, we will not experience death at all. They would be so happy that in their elation, death would come. In their happiness, death would come. In their joy, death would come. But there is no death. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, for the people of Jahannam, if death was still in existence, when they hear this announcement from the angels that Ya Ahl al-Nar, O people of Jahannam, Khulud, you will remain here forever, Bila Maut, without death. All of them would have died just by hearing this announcement due to the severity of this announcement, due to the pain of this announcement, due to the difficulty of this announcement, they would have all died. Allahu Akbar. What a serious life it is, my respected brothers. What a serious life it is. That is why we have to understand. We have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muhyi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the giver of life. And al-mumit, He is also the one who gives death. Nothing can happen but only by His permission. That is why Allah is only one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one. If aliyazu billah, if somebody was to say that there is another God, or there are two gods, or there are three gods, then from amongst the two, three, who is the giver of life? And who is the giver of death? Who gives death? Who gives life? And so in Islam, with clarity it is explained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that anyone who worships anything else has no power. Allah is the only one who gives life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who gives death. Life is also in the full control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody tries to commit suicide and he wants to die, and he says, you know what, I'm going to die. He can only die if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to die. Otherwise also that is impossible. The very famous incident and event that happened when Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an had laid a siege to a city in Syria. And the siege was so strong for many, many months that the people inside were frustrated. The food supply, water, everything was cut off by Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, strangling them, until their leader said that, you know what, I have no choice. I am going to go straight to the leader of the Muslims and negotiate with them something that is in favor for my people and also for the Muslim community. So in frustration, this man came out and he said, I come with peace and I want to speak to the Muslim commander, Khalid bin Walid. So he came to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, and when he came, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an noticed something that he was holding in his hands. So Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an said to him that you come to me, what is in your hands? So he said, it is nothing that can harm you, it is only there for myself. So Hazrat Khalid said, what is in that bottle? And he said, this is poison. This is poison. I have decided that if I cannot come to a conclusion that is in favor for my people, then I am not going to return back to my people. I am going to drink this poison and kill myself, commit suicide. I can't show my face to the people. I'm not worthy as a leader. So that is why I have this bottle with me, that when I return back on the way, I will commit suicide. Now Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and wanted to take advantage of this situation. He was a da'i. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid was a da'i thing. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and said to him, is your iman on this one bottle only? Is your iman, your faith only in this one bottle, that this one bottle can give you death and life? So he says, of course, O Khalid, this is poison. Definitely, instantly a person will die. So the Khalid bin Walid wanted to invite him to Islam. He says, no. In reality, death can only come if it is the decree of Allah. Death and life is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what you have in your bottle has no power. So he said, that is impossible. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said, let me show you. And as Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, and look at the iman they had. Look at the iman they had. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and drank the poison. And the famous dua, Bismillahi alladhi la yadhurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis samaa wa huwa as-sami'ul 'aleem. This is the dua that he read. So he said, Khalid, you have committed suicide. He said, no. I will only die if Allah wants me to die. And I want to show you that everything is in the hands of Allah. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala, and nothing happened to him. Subhanallah. And it was amazing for the people also that were there with that man, that Christian man. And he said, that is impossible, that you drink the bottle in front of me and nothing happens. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said that I invite you to worship my Allah who has the full control of life and death. Upon the hands of Khalid bin Walid, he became a Muslim and the entire city also became a Muslim. Entire city of Sham became a Muslim. Very famous incident. Subhanallah. And so death can also come only by the permission of Allah. Allah has written life for you. That is there. You can fall off from a building, and if mort is not written for you, Allah will give you life. Because He is Al-Muhyi. He is Al-Muhyi. During the time of the Muslims in Spain, in one of the cities of Andalusia, there was a ruler, Muslim ruler, whose name was Mansur. Malik Mansur. Malik Mansur. And so he passed a sentence for a young man to be executed. And said, you know, this man should be killed, executed. So the mother came to Mansur and she begged him for mercy, to forgive my son, please. You know, to show mercy to my son. And Mansur said no. So he wrote a letter. In those days, the leader, the Khalifa, would write a letter, and this was given to the Jallad, the one who is the executioner there. And so in it he wrote, in one word, Yuslabu. Yuslabu. That hang him. Yuslab means to hang him. So when this letter was given to that person, the Jallad, he opened the letter and instead of Yuslab, what was written there was Yutlaq. What was written? Yutlaq. And Yutlaqu in the Arabic language means let him be free. Let him be free. So the Jallad looks. This is from Badshah Mansur. And he is saying Yutlaq, you know, let him be free. So he said to that man, young man, you're fortunate. Jao free. After a while, Mansur was asking the Jallad, you know, what happened to that man? He goes, oh, Hazrat, you wrote free. Mansur got angry. I said, you slub, to hang him. Where did I write that you are to let him free? He says, no, I have proof. So he showed the letter and he says, oh yeah, this is Yutlaqu. He says, maybe I might have made a mistake. He said, anyway, go and catch him again from the city, wherever he is. The guards went, found him, caught him, put him in prison. He says, look, this time there is no mistake anyway. I will pass my judgment and give you the letter. So the Mansur wrote Yuslab. Now he thought he wrote Yuslabu. And then the letter was given, and again that Jallad opens it, the one who's going to execute him. And he reads there Yutlaku. What is written? Yutlaku. He says, Yutlaku again? Maybe the king has changed his mind again. Said to him, okay, you're free to go for the second time. Again, after a few days, the king inquired, did you hang him? Was Malik Mansur, you know, you said Yutlaku, not Yuslabu. Allahu Akbar. He says, I'm going to hang you now. Give me the paper. He said, look. I said, yeah, you're right. Subhanallah, for the third time he wrote Yuslabu, and again, when the Jallad read, it was Yutlaku. And then the third letter was shown to him again. And then he knew that It is not up to Malik Mansur to kill anyone and to give life to anyone. It is with Allah, that Allah is Al-Muhyi and Allah is Al-Mumit. So Malik Mansur said to that young man, it is the decree of Allah that you stay alive. It is the decree of Allah that you stay alive. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allahu Akbar. Don't we see, my respected brothers, sometimes an earthquake that takes place after 15, 16, 17 days, a baby comes out from the rubble. A baby comes out from the rubble. Who looked after that baby? Al-Muhyi. 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 There have been incidents in this dunya that people have been buried alive. People have been buried alive. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that, to be buried alive. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muhyi. Allah wants to give him life. Even in that situation, Allah takes him out of the grave. And there are people still alive until now. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muhyi, the one who gives life. We are reminded of this name every day when we go to sleep. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahyai. Allah, in your name I am going to die. When you are sleeping, that is death, a form of death. Allah, I am going to die in your name. And I am hoping to wake up also. I am hoping to. So you will set your alarm. And then when you wake up, you say, Alhamdulillahillazi ahyana. Allah, you have given me life, ba'dama matana, after you had given me death. You exercise all the time. Subhanallah. Al-Muhyi al-Mumit. Al-Muhyi al-Mumit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Qadir. He has the power to do everything. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the third para, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. A man was walking. Some have said he is Uzair, but the Quran does not mention anybody's name. So there was a person who was walking and traveling, and he came to this city. City was in complete ruins, completely destroyed. Everything was destroyed. And so he looked at the city, and in his mind he started thinking that how is it possible for the people of this city and for this city to come back alive? How is it possible for this environment to change and to be alive again? He was just thinking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him death instantly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him death مِئَةَ عَامٍ, for 100 years. ثُمَّ بَعَثَ. After 100 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala woke him up again. And then Allah said to him, قَمْ لَبِثْتَ. You know, how long were you in this posture and position? He said, لَبِثْتُ يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ. Maybe one day or half a day. Allah said, no. مِئَةَ عَامٍ. For 100 years you had died. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, فَانْزُرْ إِلَىٰ طُعَامِكَ وَشَرَابِكَ لَمْ يَتَسَنَّ. Look at the kudrat of Allah, that he had some water, drinks with him and food. Allah is saying, look at the food, it is intact, nothing is spoiled. For 100 years Allah had preserved the food. Without the fridge or whatever, nothing at that time. But Allah had preserved the food. But his donkey, Allahu Akbar, the bones were rotten in front of him. Nothing of the donkey was there. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, now, وَانْزُرْ إِلَىٰ حِمَارِكَ وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَانْزُرْ إِلَىٰ الْعِظَامِ كَيْفَ نُنْشِزُهَا ثُمَّ نَكْسُوهَا لَحْمًا. Look at this donkey. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing him how easy it is for Allah to bring those that are dead to life again. Very easy. In front of him, Allah is assembling again, reassembling the structure of that animal. The bones are being assembled, Allahu Akbar. Then with the bones, the flesh comes attached, meat, everything is attached. then the fur, the skin comes along. Everything within a few seconds, the donkey is alive in front of him. And Allah said to him, is this not your donkey? And he says, this is my donkey. This is my animal, most definitely my animal. And you were saying that how can Allah bring the city alive and the people alive again? This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers. In the same chapter, same page, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ajib, he is saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bari ta'ala, you know, how do you give life to that which is dead? How do you give life to that which is dead? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ibrahim, you are doubting me? You are doubting me? He says, no, ya Allah. Bala, never. Walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. But it is good if you can show me, it is something that I wish to inquire. I want to know, ya Allah. And I want to see it with my eyes. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't doubt anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, خُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah said to him, take four birds. Again, the Quran does not speak of what kind of the birds they were. Mufassirin have mentioned, but we said four birds, four types of birds. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that slaughter them and then cut them into pieces. Four birds, cut them into pieces. And then remove their organs. And then mix it. But what you do, you keep all the heads. You keep all the heads. So that organ, the top organ, head, was with Ibrahim alayhi salam. Four heads of the birds. And then Allah said to him, go and place it on the hills that were there. Mufassirin have said, 4 to 7 hills were in front of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So at the top, the peak, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam scattered the meat. And then to another mountain hill scattered the meat. And then third, fourth, fifth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, now you go back. And then lift up the head of one bird. So he picked up one bird and the head was in front of him. He was holding it. And Allah said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, you want to see? Now say that I want the body of this bird to come to me. And then in front of Ibrahim alayhi salam would see that the body parts of this one particular bird came. And it flew in front of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. As it was in the air, the body was assembled and then it connected itself with the head and it started flying in front of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ajib. And this was the mu'jiza that Allah had shown Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then the second head picked up same thing. Third head picked up same thing. The fourth head picked up same thing. Allah said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, that is my kudrat, that is my power. It's so easy for me to bring anything back to life after death. Allahu Akbar. Allah, give us the tawfiq. Amen. My respected brothers, this is just dunya. But in reality, the greatest ni'mah that we need to keep alive, and if death comes to it, then there is trouble, is your heart. Is your heart. Your heart has to remain alive with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who remembers Allah and who does not remember Allah, his example is like that person who is alive and that person who is dead. That person who is dead. And there is one hadith in the Sahih of Imam Muslim. Baat khatam kar raha. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقال في الأرض الله الله. The day of Qiyamah will not come until there is a person that is saying Allah Allah. That is saying Allah Allah. The day of Qiyamah will not come. And so to understand this hadith, like how when the soul departs the body, death comes. Like how the soul departs the body, death comes. In the same way, when there is not a single person in this dunya to take the name of Allah, death will come to this dunya. So the ruh, the soul of this dunya is the name of Allah. What is it? The ruh is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when there is no one to say Allah, Allah, no one whatsoever, then immediately at that time death will come. Allahu Akbar. Death will also come to Iblis. When humanity is have tasted death and they will all die, this sound will be heard. That will be a piercing sound. At that time all of humanity will die. The jinns will die. And there will be that shaitan who will be there. That shaitan who will be there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will say to Malakul Maut that now you are to take the ruh out of Iblis in such a way that you take his soul out with great anger. With great anger. And Allah says to Malik that Malik, keep the door of Jahannam open, for Malakul Maut himself will throw Iblis in the deepest part of Jahannam. And then it is said that when Iblis will notice that there is no one, he will start running from north to south. If he goes to the north, Malakul Maut will be there. Then he will run to the south, Malakul Maut will be there. East, Malakul Maut. West, Malakul Maut. It is said, it comes in some riwayats, he will go deep underground in the ocean. Deep in the ocean. When he goes deep in the ocean, Malakul Maut will be there. And then, running from one end to another end, he will get to the qabr of Adam alayhi salam. And he will look at the qabr of Adam alayhi salam and he will say, oh Adam, if it was not for you, this would not have happened to me. If it was not for you, this would not have happened to me. And at that time, Malakul Maut will snap him and break him and take his soul out and he will be flung into hellfire. This will be also the end of Iblis. And so, we need to understand the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is Al-Muhyi. Allah is the one who is the giver of life. Life to everything that is in existence. And Allah is Al-Mumit. He is the giver of death also. When time comes, that is the end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best life. And Allah give us the best death. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, just for a few minutes, if we can close our eyes and do muraqabah and purify the heart and the soul inshaAllah ta'ala. And let the heart do the tasbih of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without moving the tongue or the lips.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رحمة الله.